Pray Like Houston on 2 for Xena. For your PCA, N2 repress activity, 2.233, step 2.6. Touch temperature constraints are satisfied. Healthy gloves are not required.
Happy. No glove required in step 2.6. Thanks for that, up.
You got it. Thank you.
Airlock on 2. First repress task is complete.
Houston copies. We see good data. Tina.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Hello, Mike. How are you?
This is the International Space Station on Space to Ground 2 with an aerosol monitor question.
Good morning. We are with you on 2.
Good morning, Carly, and good morning to the whole Orbit One team in Huntsville, Alabama, at the HOSC and at Marshall Space Flight Center. Hey, I have a real quick question for you on the execution note. It's to take a SD card out and put it into Ziploc bag labeled suspect. With the wording, it's hard for me, and I did my homework here to find out if you were expecting a Ziploc bag there, and I looked in that card bag, and I looked in the CTB and all the aerosol monitor kit, or to make a new bag and label it suspect and put the card in it. If you're looking for one, if you think there is one already, I'll look harder. Over.
And, Mike, we were hoping that there would already be a Ziploc labeled suspect inside the support kit.
Okay, I will look harder then. Thank you.
And if you can't find it, you are go to make a new one and just let us know which way it goes.
Absolutely. I'll be happy to report.
Communication on 2 for jumper inspection.
Go ahead, with you on 2.
Good morning. Taking a look at the MTL supply currently. The outside of the insulation is in great condition. There was no damage or signs of condensation on the exterior of the insulation. When I opened up the clamshell for MTL supply, there was some condensation. It's a couple of milliliters at most, just a few drops. The interior of the insulation is in good condition still. I do see a very small amount of white crust. The condensation is most concentrated where the MTL supply line meets the Columbus bulkhead that's closest to node 2. And then I can't open up the insulation further down the line. There's a little bit of gapping that's just inherent in the design because it's a clamshell mitten of insulation, but it's in overall good condition. May I clean up this water with a dry wipe?
All right. Yeah, we copy all. That's a great report. Thank you. And you are good to clean that up with a dry wipe.
And thank you. I don't see any signs of FOD, and all of the electrical jumpers in this location look very dry and clean and in good condition. I will report anything that's off nominal and then otherwise assume that all of the inspections are nominal.
All right. Yeah, we like that plan. No news is good news, so if we hear silence, we know it's good. Thanks, heaps.
Perfect. Thank you. Station on 2, nothing to report for this return line on this side of the MTL. It's pretty much ambient temperature and quite dry. Looks good.
Brilliant. That's what we want to hear. Thanks.
Huntsville Station on 2 for aerosol monitor reports, starting with 2.16.
With you on 2, Mike.
I am reporting that the initialization of the mobile aerosol samplers Alpha and Bravo are complete. No issues. They're happy green.
Copy. That's great.
And pretty much the same thing for Magic and Opera. Magic is powered on with the correct display screen, and Opera is a successful power on.
Copy. All power ons were successful.
I'll put the cards into the readers, and I'll see if I can find the suspect bag, but I suspect that maybe I may not find it, but we'll see. In the meantime, I made another one and it in the card kit, which is a much easier place to find it.
Copy, you made a new one. You put it in the card kit. For big picture, this Ziploc was suspect. We are expecting two cards to be in it, serial numbers 2 and 6. The only other spot we thought you could check is that half of CTV 5084 in case it ended up there instead of the support kit. It may be in the lid. If you can't find it there, we appreciate the look and we'll try to think of some other locations it could have gone to.
I think that's super duper helpful and I think I'll find it. It's just going to take a little while and we've got time, so no worries, and we'll report. And nice working with you this morning.
You as well.
Next station on 2 for LTL.
Give you on 2.
Similar to the MTL supply side, the LTL supply has a few milliliters of water. Otherwise, everything's in good condition. I don't notice any growth. There are no significant gaps in the insulation. Just a few milliliters of water on the inside of the insulation and on the metal itself of the jumper. And all of the electrical connections look safe and dry and very clean. May I also dab up this water with a dry wipe?
Awesome. Thank you for checking. And yeah, you're good to go with a dry wipe for that as well. And we're super happy to hear about the condition of LTL and MTL. Thanks for the space to ground updates. And just double checking, you're also taking photos and or videos of this as well.
Yes, thanks for checking. I'm taking lots of photos and some video as well. I'm taking the video actually with the Z9 instead of the camcorder just because it's much easier to get it into this small location, so hopefully getting you some better close-up macro imagery and just better angle. So heads up, that'll be a different video format than the 705 would give you.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah, no, the resolution on that is excellent as well, and you're right, it fits heaps better in the gaps. So, yeah, thanks for the switch.
Awesome, thank you.
And Zena, while you've got the camera handy, if you could also take some closeout photo documentation as well, we'd appreciate it.
Absolutely, great call. And realizing I did not do that on the MTL supply side, I can open those blankets back up. I think we've got plenty of time, but it's all high and closed back up and clean.
That's excellent. Yeah, we appreciate it. Thanks.
Tool station on 2 with a follow-up for aerosol monitors and good news.
We are eagerly anticipating your good news.
We pulled the crew and we all agreed pretty much unanimously that Expedition 73 says today's Good News Thursday. So I found the suspect card Ziploc inside the aerosol monitor kit. I removed it. Made it into a smaller bag and put the suspect card, suspect Ziploc into the actual card kit. It fits in there a lot better and it makes a lot more sense. At least it does to me. So we have three suspect cards in the suspect Ziploc.
Copy all. That is wonderful news and we hope to keep that trend going today.
And as a final follow-up, the SD cards are in the readers, serial number ordered, just as you asked. And then I'll put in a crew note where we got everything, which serial numbers came and which serial numbers went to things. So that way we have a full accounting. And that'll be available in a couple of minutes.
Copy all. Thanks for all the help today.
Next station on 2 for LTL return.
Are you on 2?
This one also has a few milliliters of water on the inside of the insulation mitten. Looking to clean this up with a dry wipe. It's otherwise clean. No growth or fog. Electrical connections all look good.
All right. Well, yeah, we appreciate you checking again, and you're good to go with the dry wipe and close out of that.
Be in local. Thanks.
Houston Station 2, EVA question, step 11 for crew tether inspections. Hey, Jenny, with you on 2, I've got step 11 pulled up. What you got?
Jenny, just wasn't sure if this was supposed to be XTP'd out. I know this is not an XTP'd. Am I doing step 11, part 3, retrieving the quarantine tethers, tape measure, sharpie, in camera, and then doing the follow-on steps for that? I'm also not sure what a quarantine tether is.
Copy that, Johnny. We're checking. Johnny Houston back with you on 2. Moment, we think it is not required. However, we're going to have to get back with EVA when they arrive in the morning here in Houston. And we'll get back with you if the remaining parts there are required.
Well, thanks.
Copy.
Decision 2, EVA questions.
Hey, Johnny. Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
You got any? Take some pictures of 2 D-ring extenders. For the procedures, fraying means no go. There is a little bit of fraying on all of them, and so I can pick out the 2 I think are best, but I chose 1024, 1025. Take some pictures, and I know you won't be able to probably download it on O2, which is no rush on this.
Okay, copy, understand, seeing some fraying, and you picked 1024, 1025 as the least frayed of those, and you took some pictures. We'll get them down.
They're not the least frayed. I could probably choose some other ones. 1025 is looking probably more frayed. SSC7, and again, no rush on this. Thanks.
Got it. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for available crew, and a quick comm reconfig.
Down 2.
Zena, we're having trouble with one of the monitors here in MCC, so we're going to do a quick card reset. It's going to bring down Space to Ground 3 and 4 for about 5 minutes. Just wanted to give you a heads up.
Hey, copy. We'll stick to 2 for the next 5-ish minutes. Thanks for the heads up.
Got it. Thank you.
Well, station on 2 for bionutrients.
With you 2 for bionutrients.
Well, good morning. I have lab camera 2 and node 2 camera 1 set up for you. Let me know if you have a good view. And I'm guessing you want me on space ground 3 or 4?
We were planning on keeping it on 2, but if you want to move to 3 or 4, we can accommodate that. We are getting those views routed. And I have 1 small delta for the first procedure when you're ready.
It works great for me. I'll stay on 2, and I am ready to copy.
Okay. How the procedure is currently written, you would retrieve the production bag from Sable and then close the Sable door at the end of the procedure. Instead, we once you have retrieved the production bags, we want you to close the Sable door immediately after you retrieve them all.
Hey, copy. I will close the Sable door immediately following retrieval rather than at the end of the procedure.
That's a good understanding.
Station on 2. Forgive me, I know those cameras were backwards from what you called out in the execution note, but let me know when I'm going to retrieve the samples from Sable.
And Zena, we have good field of view. You are go to retrieve.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Station on 2. I have Sample 2 door fully closed and locked with the capstan removed, just making sure that's exactly the config you were expecting.
That's exactly what we were expecting.
Perfect. Thanks.
In airlock 2, stone note question, row 4.
Johnny Houston with you on 2. Go ahead for the stone note.
Johnny, I've got the 1.0 CTB in front of me from row 3, and then I found the 4 helmet light restraint straps to verify that the part numbers are correct. However, 3 of the 4 serial numbers are incorrect. I looked extensively in the CTB for any other straps, and there are none. So I believe I have the straps that are called out in the procedure, or, sorry, the execute note. Let me read you the 4 serial numbers that I have in front of me. 1021, 1016, 1019, and 1022. Of those 4, 1019 is the only one called out. I can't find 1017, 1018, or 1020. I'll copy.
Johnny, we copy you having 1021, 1016, 1019, and 1012. Of the 4, 1019 is the only one that's accounted for there. I think I got the rest.
I copy. I think you said 1012. It was 1022. So 1021. 1019, 1016, and where are you? 1022.
Roger.
It is, and it's okay if you don't have an answer for it. My instinct is to go with these 4, so I'm just, I guess, more or less letting you know the discrepancy. But if you want me to hold off till over 2, that's fine as well.
Roger that. Recommend press. We are going to have to get back with you on orbit too, though, for follow-up on that one.
Understood.
Yep. Confirm. We'll just verify that those serial numbers are okay.
Huntsville Station on 2 for samples.
With you on 2.
Hello, the chosen ones for frozen stowage are going to be serial numbers 1005, 6, 7, and 8.
Copy 5 through 8 are heading to the freezer.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for Xena and Comm Config.
Can 2.
Xena, we'd like to go ahead and push your current activity to Space to Ground 3. And then for awareness, we're going to be moving RSA 2 into public call 2. So ICOM's going down, and the Russian segment will be using Space to Ground 2.
We copy all. I will move to 3, and we will all be using 3 and 4 primarily on the USOS.
Thank you.
Copy, and thank you.
Суд Москвы МКС, канале СГ-2, по радиограмме 59-10, операция.
Отвечаем в СГ-2. МКС, ЦУП Москвы, в канале СГ-2 для Олега.
От ЦУП Москвы отвечаю, в канале СГ-2, по радиограмме 59-10, операция.
Специалист по СРВ Артем. Здравствуйте.
Здравствуйте, Артем. Выполнил шаг 1 и 1.1, 1.2. Радиограммы. Снял емкость 1473, осмотрел. В емкости примерно 3-4 литра урины осталось. Выполнил фотографирование. Далее готовил емкость 1339. Емкость осмотрел. Емкость полная. Качество урины обычное. Выполнил фотографирование. Фотографии отправлю по указанному способу.
Можем продолжать устанавливать корпус на ИДВУ и устанавливать ИДВУ в систему.
Принял. Артем, напомните, пожалуйста, мы на ЕДВУ 1473-4 цикла дистилляции уже провели?
Мы на ЕДВУ 1473 провели 3 цикла дистилляции, как обычно.
Принял, 3. Выполнил установку емкости 1339, гайки затянуты, подсоединил разъем шланга BE-S3, жду с подачи давления, готов к выполнению дальнейших шагов.
Это можно продолжать.
Принял. Суд Москвы МКС в канале СГ-2, 10.41, выдал запуск дистилляции с параметрами количества порций промывки 25, время дистилляции 90 минут.
Да, ожидаю надписи дистилляции и доклад датчиков.
Принял. По появлению дистилляции доложу. Суд Москвы МКС, канале СГ-2, по радиограмме 59-10, сепарация.
Отвечаем в СГ-2.
Есть запуск режима дистилляции, также в окне предупреждения горит сообщение о переполнении уриной и готов доложить датчики.
Принято. Предупреждение, как обычно, должно будет уйти, а датчики готовы принять.
Принял. Показания датчиков блока дистилляции соответствуют указанным в радиограмме, за исключением датчика ДУУ. Фактическое показание более 1500. И сейчас прошла смена показаний, сначала в диапазоне от 1000 до 1500, и сейчас второй раз сменилось, менее 1000 фактически показания.
Принято, это значит, что у нас переполнение ушло.
Принял. Перехожу к блоку емкостей, блоку вакуумирования.
Готовы принять.
Блок емкостей в соответствии с показаниями, указанными в радиограмме, блок вакуумирования. Есть отличие, датчик Дакар в диапазоне 420-4000 фактически.
Принято. Олег, будет небольшая просьба, пока у нас сейчас есть время между промежуточными докладами датчиков. У нас за работой по СРВУ стоит работа с СРВУМ по радиограмме 5909. Будет просьба потихоньку подготавливать оборудование. Там как раз будет ЕДВУ 1473, который мы демонтировали сегодня, и шланг, который мы собирали недавно. И также, если вы успеете все подготовить, можно будет уже выполнять сборку схемы по пункту 1 радиограммы 5909.
Принял. Приступаю.
Все принято, спасибо.
СОП Москвы МКС, канале СГ-2 по радиограмме 5910, сепарация.
Отвечаем в СГ-2.
Примите показания датчиков, блок дистилляции в соответствии с указанными показаниями в радиограмме, за исключением датчика ДАТ, фактическое показание меньше 500.
Это?
Блок емкостей и блок вакуумирования соответствуют показаниям радиограммы.
Принято, хорошо.
А уточняю, менялось показания датчика ДАМР менее 500 блока вакуумирования.
ДАМР менее 500 приняли. Можем тогда приступать далее к СРВМ радиограмме 5909.
Принял. Я отработал по первому шагу, подсоединил емкость 1473 к разъему шланга РТА, к разъему А, шланг, который мы подготовили в прошлый раз. И КПР-35 этого шланга подсоединил к разъему ПР-4.1 фильтра урины ПДВУ.
Да, все верно, принято. Можем продолжать дальше. Ко второму шагу включение пульта СРУМ.
Принял. СОП Москвы МКС, канале СГ-2, по второму шагу радиограммы 5909.
В СГ-2.
Готов доложить показания датчиков.
Готовы принять.
Уточните, какие конкретно показания датчиков интересуют? Здесь в радиограмме рамкой выделена емкость урины 1, полный пустой. Только вот это вот нужно?
Да, интересует, горят ли маркеры в полном и в пустом.
Горит зеленый маркер рядом с надписью «пустой». Полный нет маркера.
Все, принято, хорошо. Можно продолжать дальше по пункту 3.3.1, включать имитацию.
Принял. Москвы МКС, канале СГ-2, по шагу 3.1. Я выбрал с помощью стрелочек емкость урины 1 полная, но у меня не предъявляется клавиша в клуб. То есть есть только переход. Уточните, что конкретно нажать.
Приняли. Сначала нам нужно включить именно имитацию емкости урины 1, то есть на нее нажать вкл, а потом уже выбрать имитацию полную и еще раз нажать вкл.
Вкл не предъявлено на формате, просто где эту взять эту кнопку?
Уточните, у вас, то есть вы выбрали именно не имитацию полную, а где емкость уриновая 1, то есть...
Сейчас, секунду, перепроверю.
Ваш МКС СУПа Москвы в канале СГ-2 по радиограмме 5909.
Отвечаю в канале СГ-2.
Олег, получилось включить имитацию на емкости?
Да, все, спасибо, разобрался. Не совсем было интуитивно понятно, но в итоге достиг нужного результата. И нажал первый раз команду «Пуск» на промывку емкости уринной мембраны.
Принято, отлично. Ожидаем погасания маркера и перезапускаем еще раз.
Принял. И два раза так сделать, правильно?
Верно.
Москва МКС, канал СГ-2.
МСГ-2.
Завершил выполнение промывок. Нажал контроль. Есть стартовый экран.
Принято, Олег. Тогда будет просьба запустить перемешивание, то есть запустить дистиллятор, ну, по радиограмме открыть клапаны К1, К2, и пока у нас идет перемешивание, насколько мы успеем, можно в это время будет разбирать схему по пункту 6. Соответственно, как вы схему разберете, можно будет устанавливать перемешивание, то есть закрывать К2, К1, отключать СД и отключать пульт.
Принял, параллельно с перемешиванием выполню разборку схемы по шагу 6. И обычно перемешивание 17 минут в радиограмме указано, сейчас 12. Корректно, 12 выполняем?
Мы будем выполнять, чтобы вас не задерживать. Вот буквально нам достаточно будет минут 3-4-5. Вот так вот. То есть как вы схему пока разбираете, вот пусть перемешивание проходит, а дальше можно будет уже отключать ее.
Принял, хорошо, выполняем. ЦД готов, горит. Это появился маркер, ЦД проверь в ходе запуска.
Чего страшного, все, тогда буквально еще на 2 минуты оставляем систему и, соответственно, клапана открыты, то есть К1, К2 вы открыли?
А, вот сейчас пойду открывать, пока не открывал.
А да, все верно, открываем клапана, оставляем систему буквально на 2 минуты и далее по диаграмме закрываем клапана, отключаем ЦД и отключаем пульт.
Принял, хорошо. Суп Москвы МКС, канале СГ2.
А?
Шаг номер 5, шаг номер 6 выполнил.
Ну, отлично, спасибо вам большое.
А, спасибо, до связи.
А еще вот просьба уточнить еще раз, на всякий случай, К2, К1 в ручном режиме мы закрывали, правильно? По радиограмме. И сюда отключили, да? Наш МКС ЦУПа Москвы в канале СГ1 для Олега. СГ2, прошу прощения, для Олега.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for current comp configuration. For any available crew, I should say.
Station 2 for comp config.
Okay, I just want to let you know that Space to Ground 2 is back removed from RSA-2, so we've got it back for a little bit, at least until about 13:15.
Okay, copy. Do you mind, Brian, do you see if it's punched into the main areas, specifically, say, maybe lab aft and two? I think I punched out a couple of them. And if they're not punched in, do you mind turning them on?
Hey, firm, we'll put those in the right places. Additionally, ICOM's recovered. I should have mentioned that, too.
Copy, thanks.
This is station on Space Ground 2 for question on storage notes.
Hey, Mayor, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
Okay, no rush to answer this question, but for the item number 3, in this CTV, I found that two different types of order containment bag. One is pin number ending 301, and one is ending in 302, which I'm looking for. I found only one contained in this CDB, which a part number is 302. But on the outer bag, which contains this serial number 302 with a handwriting, safe for future use. So I'm wondering, it's okay to use this specific part number one, but I still need to save this one for the future use. Then I need to use another one, actually, which is part number different.
Copy that, Kimia. We're checking on those serial numbers.
I was not able to find like a serial numbers. I only just checked the pin numbers. Sorry, a barcode number. So I think I can check by barcode number. Sorry about that.
Hey, copy that, Kimia. Copy, you reported down part numbers.
And just for your heads up, after the end of this experiment, I'm going to use this containment bag. And this one goes to the 1.0 CTB with all other like items, but it would be probably difficult for me to put everything in one CTV. So I'm gonna probably gather or maybe save another 1.3 CTV for store this item separately. I'm gonna report back to you later.
Right. Copy that, Kimia. We'll wait for your report there. Thank you.
Thank you for your support. Position for Space Ground 2 for Space Note.
For which you want to. Go ahead, Kimia.
I disregard the previous question. I just take the barcode number, and this is the one I was looking for. So thank you.
All right, awesome. Thanks, Kimia.
You.
Soul Station on 2 for Genes and Space pre-coordination.
With you on 2 for Genes and Space pre-coordination.
Yes. Sometimes it's good to be ahead of the schedule. In this case, we have Note 2 Camera 1 kind of pointed to the maintenance work area already. but I can also get Node 2 Camera 2 up and running. Just which one or were you planning for? I looked at the execution note and I might have missed it.
We can make Cam 1 work. We are routing that now. We can also get your PD enabled here if you wanted to get started early.
Thanks. Maybe we'll be about five or 10 minutes early, but yes, please, you are always great enablers, so please enable our PD. I think it's Allie today.
It is Allie, and we will get her enabled, and we'll let you get set up and hopefully start about five-ish minutes early.
Obliged. And Huntsville Station on 2 with an apology.
Go ahead for apology.
Yes. In the past 5 minutes, I learned how to read, and I learned how to read an execution note, and I see that it says Node 2 Camera 2. So apologies for saying I didn't find it before. Now I know it, but thank you for joining us on Node 2 Camera 1.
Not a problem. We always like to play the camera game. And we have Allie available on Space to Ground 4 whenever you are ready to get started.
Okay. I'll check in with her, and we'll get started. I'm just still getting sorted to make the most of today and get the best science we can. But thank you, Space to Ground 4, and thanks for your patience.
Absolutely.
Station 2, MMOD strikes inspection. Station 2, check on my last. Station 2, radio check. Station 2, lab 4AT, radio check. Station 2, radio check.
Johnny, I have you on 2, but we need to talk on 3. Let's just go on. Let's just go ahead and on 2, Johnny. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bert, sorry. I may have misheard. Last I heard, I thought 2 was open again for business. So I'm done taking the MMOD photos. That would be Windows 1, 3, 1, 4, 5, 6, and 7. There were some new strikes. It's all detailed out in the photos. One thing I wanted to note is that I retook the very detailed 105mm macro photos of Windows 2. Nothing new, but retook some of those photos. And let me know if you need anything. I currently still have the post-its up. If you're good with the photos, I will take them down, but in the time being, I will leave them up in case you need more photos.
And, Johnny, we copy all. You found some new damage. You took pictures of those. You also retook some pictures of Window 2. We appreciate that. We don't have any further actions for you today. We'll take the photos that you sent our way. Thank you.
I copy. Okay. It's in the crew notes, SSC7. And just to clarify, is Space Ground 2 open for business?
МКС, ЦУПу Москвы в канале SG2 для Алексея.
And Johnny, so RSA 2 is tied to public call 2, and it's going to get real busy for Russian EVA prep later this afternoon. I am able to talk to you on it, but we're trying to keep it clear for our Russian partners.
Hey, Roger, we'll keep it off clear. Sorry, I must have missed that call. I thought it was open for business. Thanks.
No worries. Lots of calm today. Please bear with us.
Визуально посмотрел, карабины целые, кольца целые, щелки также целые, повреждений не наблюдаем. Сейчас выполню съемку, готов переходить к закрытию люков.
Ожидаем, как будешь готов, да и значит.
Хорошо, принято. Посмотрим, МХС, ВСГ-2 для Алексея.
Включаем ВСГ-2.
По шагу 3-5-1. Подготовительная операция выполнил. Готов переходить к шагу 3-5-3.
Можешь дальше переходить.
Принято. Суп Москвы, МКС, СГ-2 для Алексея.
СГ-2. Включаем СГ-2. Леша, слушаем тебя внимательно.
Как принимаете?
Меня. Принимаем отлично. Как слышно меня?
Тоже слышно хорошо, доложил, наверное, не услышали. Работу по шагу 1 выполнил, люк ТГК СУ закрыт. Выполняю шаг 2, закрытие люка МИМ-2 СУ.
Принято, МИМ-2 СУ, приступай, закрывай по ТГК СУ, наблюдаем по телеметрии. Спасибо, отлично.
Тут Москва, МКС, ВСГ-2 для Алексея.
Отвечаем, ВСГ-2.
Люк МИМ-2 СУ закрыт, КВД СОТК в электроуправлении.
Принято. Хорошо.
Шагу 36, тогда буду ожидать вашей команды, когда переходить, верно?
Да, верно. Предварительно это где-то в 15 с небольшим будет. Но я в любом случае выйду на связь.
Ну, хорошо, принято. Буду ожидать.
Хорошо, принял. МКС ЦУПу Москвы в канале СГ-2 для Алексея по контролю герметичности.
Отвечаю в СГ-2.
Алеш, можешь приступать к контролю герметичности закрытия люков.
Пункту 3.6.
Точно, пункт 3.6.
ЦУП Москвы, МКС, СГ-2 для Алексея.
Отвечаем в СГ-2.
Выполнил проверку герметичности именного вакууметра. Дельта П 0.
Готов дельта П 0.
Герметичности переходных шлюзов.
Можешь приступать. Леш, как тебе будет удобно? Вот у нас там 10-20-30 минут по завершении или каждые 10-20-30 будешь выходить на связь? Как тебе удобно?
Мне не имеет значения, как вам удобнее, так и могу сделать.
Давай тогда каждые 10, будь добр.
Да, вообще без проблем.
Отлично, спасибо. Не так, приступай.
Выполнил открытие ККТ.
И не так, ККТ открыт.
СУП Москвы, МКС, СГ-2 для Алексея.
Алеш, отвечаем, СГ-2.
ДП 0.
Принято, дельта П0. Продолжаем.
Принято. СУП Москвы, МКС, СГ-2 для Алексея.
Отвечаем в СГ-2.
Данные по 20-минутному замеру, дельта П0 миллиметров.
По 20 минут, дельта П0. Продолжаем.
Принято. Продолжаем. СУП Москвы, МКС, СГ-2 для Алексея.
Отвечаем в СГ-2.
Данные 30-минутного замера. Дельта П 0. Давление стабильно.
Радостно приняли. Дельта П 0. Ну, можешь завершать ККТ в положении закрыто и дальше. На вакууметр отцикловаем.
Принято. Перевел ККТ в положение закрыто. Разбираю схему.
Что?
Johnny, this is Houston. We're with you on 2.
Not sure if 2 is back open. I tried to reach you on 4, but didn't get a response. I had a question on WAC. I heard the PI on 3 mentioned WAC is go for use temporarily. It is set to internal head of day. I just want to make clear that I can use WAC.
Johnny, WAC is go for use. It's currently configured for internal YETIVE, and if you're concerned with camera views, we're just looking at Kimia, so you'll have privacy, and for you and the rest of the crew, Space Ground 2 is now available for use.
Okay, copy all. Thanks.
It's an airlock on 2.
Zena, Houston's with you on 2. Steps 1 and 2 are complete. We're with you in step 3 of your EVA WPJ fill activity. Oh.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And also, while I've got you, I have the airlock overhead camera set up. We're using the Node 1 camera, of course, for Kimia's water separator activities, and just want to make sure that you have the views you need.
And Zena, we'll check the view. Wait for us to downlink it real quick. And correction to my previous call, we've completed step 2, but we need you to, activate that Node 1 camera.
Unable with the Node 1 camera since Kimia is using the Node 1 camera for his activities. So do you have what you need for the airlock camera?
Yes, we see you now. Yep, we have you on the airlock camera. Thanks.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. On 2 for Meta.
With you on 2, Zena.
I just want to make sure that I'm reading 1.515 correctly. I don't think I am directed to remove the MADOX simulator in step 4. Can I just leave this MADOX simulator?
Checking. Zena, you do not have to remove that MADOX canister, but if it's in the way, you have a go to remove it. You should be able to, I guess, pivot it maybe to access what you need to.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Happy thumbs up, and you're welcome.
To Station 2, Toka.
Johnny Houston's with you on 2 for Toka.
Bert, I have some messages to let you know about. I haven't seen these before, but the first alert, there are 4 of them. The first one says analysis terminated.
Happy, first one's analysis terminated.
Would you like me to acknowledge so I can cycle through the remaining 3 messages?
Affirmative.
Next message is CO2 max out of range.
Happy, CO2 max out of range. Ready for 3.
Next one is CO2 min out of range.
Happy, CO2 min out of range.
And the last one is unable to pressurize liquid loop.
Copy, unable to pressurize liquid loop.
Stand by for further direction. Take your time.
And Johnny, we'll need some time to figure this one out. Thank you.
Then airlock on 2. Procedure 1.526, step 2-1.
Zena Houston's with you on 2 for step 2-1.
Hey, I'm guessing it doesn't matter. The stowage note had me gather 2 EMU water processing jumpers, 1007 and 1008. Does it matter what order they go in? And I'm assuming I'm putting them in series?
It does not matter, and they will be in series.
Okay, thank you.
Station 2 for question about a red-yellow connector that was found.
Johnny Houston is with you on 2.
Okay, so we found a red-yellow container connector in node 3, and I gave a good college try at IMS trying to figure out where it belongs. The thing is, with these connectors, there's a serial number pretty much on every piece of metal here, and so it's hard to figure out which is the real serial number. I'd like to bring it up to the camcorder in the lab and get your take on where this belongs. I did mess with the question, edit a water CTV in PMA1. I did look in there just now, and I looked in IMS, and it wasn't clear if it was missing one. Bring it up to the camcorder now.
Copy. We'll put it on the big screen here. Just give us a minute. Okay, we're ready for you. You could be a professional presenter. It's numbers upside down, sir. Okay, Johnny, thanks. Copy serial number 133. We believe this is the contingency urine adapter for UTS.
It's related to the activity that Kimia is currently doing.
And, Johnny, it was not part of Kimia's activity.
Roger. Do you need more information in the camcorder, or do you know where this lives?
Checking. Station Houston, Space Ground 24, Johnny, when able, we're wondering if you could read the serial number on the yellow cap of that item.
Okay, on the yellow side, 502060-25.
Copy, 502060-25, thank you.
You're welcome, and I think we're looking at it at the same time. It's one of 3 pressure plugs.
Station Houston on Station Ground 24. Johnny, we'd like for you to temp stow that item while we work on a location for you.
Okay, roger that. Need another showing or pictures, just let me know. It's currently in the lost and found CTV.
And copy, temp stowed and lost and found CTV. Once Ethos comes back to Ficker 1, we may have you show it to us again on video. Thanks.
Houston airlock 2, step 35.
Dina, Houston's with you on 2 for step 35.
We've got good flow in the loops, just waiting for the last of the bubbles to disappear, and I don't see any water on any of the connections.
And Zena, we copy good flow, no water on any of the connections, and once all the bubbles are cleared out, you are go to continue.
So airlock 2 for water processing jumpers.
With you on 2, Zena.
I'm wondering if I would be able to disconnect QDA from QDB on each of these jumpers. Otherwise, I'm afraid if I stow them like this, there will be a lot of strain on some of the connections.
Checking. Zena, back with you on 2. And yes, we would like for you to disconnect them. And we understand there would be a strain if they were kept connected.
Happy and local. It's an airlock, step 47, BAT VDC. Is 20.1.
Copy, 20.1. Thanks, Zena. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2-4 Johnny with a few TOCA questions when able.
Station Johnny 2, ready to copy.
All right, Johnny, so we had two unexpected messages there from Toka, and therefore we have a few more questions for you to help us troubleshoot. I got three questions when you're ready to copy.
Copy.
And just for your awareness, the CO2 min and max out of range messages were expected. But anyway, the first action we'd like for you to do is to open the Toka and assess the fullness of the calibration bag and look for any water that may have leaked. But before you do that, I actually forgot the first one, is to confirm no tick, tock, or RST results on the Toka.
I can give you number two already. Confirm there is no tick. There were no parameters, no results for the tick or tock.
Copy, no results. And then the final thing is we'd like for you to check the lure lock connection between the Toka hose and the calibration bag.
Okay, I copy all, and we'll report back.
Johnny?
Station 2, Toka.
Pick on 2, Johnny.
So I opened the front cover, and there was no water leakage. I looked at the lure lock connection between Toka and the sample, or excuse me, the calibration bag. It was a little loose. It didn't seem to me that loose, but I was able to move the collar a little bit and noticed it was able to move freely. And the calibration bag is, it seems mostly entirely full. And so I'm wondering if maybe that loose connection resulted in the results we saw and if it's worth restarting another calibration cycle.
Checking. Johnny, we copy no water leak, calibration bag mostly full, and the lure lock is a little bit loose, but not too loose. We're not going to be able to get this activity on today. We're going to try to put it on the timeline for tomorrow, but we appreciate the extra investigation you accomplished for us.
Okay, copy all. Just thinking ahead, I already threw away the outer packaging, which has the TikTok standard values. I'm thinking I should probably dig that out of the trash before it gets buried, just in case we rerun this tomorrow, and I'm going to need those values to enter into in order to start the next run.
And Johnny, we concur with your plan.
Okay, successful dumpster dive. Let me know if you all need any help with Toka.
Thank you, Johnny. We don't have any requirements for Toka for the remainder of the day. Thanks. Correction, Johnny, we would like for you to turn the Toka off, OFF. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for any available crew member when able regarding EDPC.
I can answer about the EDPC. This is Mike. Go ahead, Everett. Nice to hear your voice, brother.
Nice to hear your voice as well, Mike. So just sharing the good news with you, we're going to cancel the USOS portion of the EDPC. Tomorrow's plan is on board, and we're standing by if you got any questions for Houston, Huntsville, Munich, or Scuba.
I believe that we will forego this evening's DTC. We appreciate the courtesy. We also realize that our really good friends in Huntsville and Munich and Scuba are there. If we have questions, we will give them a call on Space Program 2. We'll pass on the word to our Russian colleagues not to expect us for DTC.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great evening.
Houston Comptic on Space Program 2, 1-2-3-4-5-5-4-3-2-1. Houston Comptic on Space Ground 2, 1-2-3-4-5-5-4-3-2-1, over.